Tired of financial headaches? Are late nights spent balancing books instead of building your business? You need Labora Lee Bookkeeping. We take the stress out of your finances. Labora Lee Bookkeeping offers expert solutions for all your needs. Precise bookkeeping, efficient payroll, and comprehensive tax preparation. We empower small businesses with accurate financial insights, helping them make smart decisions and achieve greater profitability. Stop stressing and start succeeding. Contact Labora Lee Bookkeeping today for a free financial assessment. That's Labora Lee Bookkeeping. Get back to business.
What if the background music in your business could do more than just fill silence? What if it could actually increase sales, build customer loyalty, and define your brand? Our mission is simple: to help businesses like yours succeed by harnessing the strategic power of sound. We believe the right music can be a game changer, and we're going to prove it. Is your business's sound as unique as your brand? Find out how Ambitiously Entertainment can help you create the perfect atmosphere.
Copyright disclaimer under Section 107 of the Copyright Act 1976. Allowances made for fair use for purposes such as criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, scholarship, and research. Fair use is a use permitted by copyright statute that might otherwise be infringing. Disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this video and on the Ambitiously the Podcast YouTube channel do not necessarily reflect the opinion of our and Ambitiously the Podcast YouTube channel. All topics are for entertainment purposes only. TVMA viewer discretion is advised. All commentary is alleged.
Hey, what's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? It is me, your girl Labora Lee, aka Kat Lee, Kat Lee Woo, and
you have now tuned in to Ambitiously the Podcast.
Yeah, we've tuned in. You're here. We are here. We are here. today is the wiretap. Today, we jump into these court cases, and I'm going to see this one through because, yeah, it deserves to be seen through. But normally on the wiretap, we get these court cases. Of course, I pull them. I have to be interested to read the court cases. That's what it really boils down to. And we read them, myself, my partner, and good doc. We read these court cases and we discuss them and the details, and we get into it, and there is a little bit of dark comedy involved, but you can't just read these court cases and not try to find some humor. Sometimes you gotta laugh to keep from crying. Some of this stuff is crazy. So yeah, today is the wiretap. But before we get into all of that, baby, let's get into this. Join the conversation. Join the conversation. You could do that by calling the number 443-551-5963, 443-551-5963. You can also shoot us an email on that same number. A text message on that same number. My apologies. And if you call in, you will be live on air. If you send a text message, it will be read out loud on air, so just be mindful. If you drop a comment, it will be on the screen and also will be read live on air. Sorry. Been tongue-tied. I don't know what's going on tonight. If you would like to talk to us, hit us up. Contact@ambitiouslyent.com. Contact@ambitiouslyent.com. Or you get us up at ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. Yeah, ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. But let me say this before I move any forward. I mean, any further. I said forward. I don't know what's going on tonight. But let me say this real quick, because it needs to be known. There are maybe a million and one ways to get in contact. Conversations that need to be had, but choose one, pick one. Okay, that's all I'm saying. Choose one, pick one. check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com, www.ambitiouslyent.com. Woo, while you're over there, join the coffee community. So we can, I'll tell you why you should join the coffee community later. I always like to tell y'all this, which is, grateful in advance for the love. We love you so, so much. Thank you. And that's going to be on the screen for the rest of the evening. It's going to keep telling you to like, share, and subscribe, because you should. You absolutely should. And yes, also check out Labor Lee Bookkeeping. If you need to make sure that all of your records are in order, if you're a business owner, it could be a small size business, a mid level business, a corporate business, trust your bookkeeper. Okay. You need your bookkeeper more than anything, because when you go see that CPA, I promise you, there are things that if you're not keeping track of your records, that your CPA can get over on you. And then next thing you know, like thousands are missing because you weren't staying on top of things. So I'm just trying to help you out a little bit. I'm just trying to help you out. That's all. But yeah, go over there and visit that website as well. Yeah, so that's that. That's that. Now, again, today is the wiretap. Today we get into these court cases. So let me fill you in real quick where we're at with it and why we're there. Okay, so currently a court case popped up with the CEO of Roc Nation. This case is crazy. It's one of the crazier cases that I've ever read in my life. If you don't know who the CEO of Roc Nation is, her name is Desiree Perez. And the person suing her right now is her own daughter, the child that she gave birth to. Now, she didn't raise her, but she gave birth to her. And because Desiree has been overbearing and out of control and out of pocket and all of that good stuff, her daughter is tired of her mess. And she said, you know what? I'm taking it to court. So that's what we are reading right now. It's very interesting. Oh, hey, boo. I didn't even see you pop in the building. Hey, let me know when you're ready, babes. But okay, just let me know. I'm sorry, if y'all want to know, I'm talking to Doc in the back room, because he just popped in. I just looked up and he was right there. Hey, Doc, baby. But anyway, yeah, Desiree is what one would call a very overwhelming mom, overbearing mom, overwhelming mom, maybe even obsessed, low-key. This lady has done a lot of things so far. Just to recap and let you know the things, some of the things that she did. She's placed wiretaps in her own daughter's house. Recording devices of both magnitudes. I'm talking about video and audio recording devices. She's cloned this poor child's phone, and it's pinging at Roc Nation's offices in New York when her daughter's name is Demori, lives in Miami, and she's not even in New York at the time. She's had this poor child's husband arrested, saying that he was kidnapping his own wife. We've shown the pictures. Didn't look quite kidnapperish to me. Looked like she was having a hell of a time. I'm just saying. I want to go to, what is the name of that place? I want to go there. It looks fun. This lady has done all kinds of things, and she's just out of control. She's out of pocket, and we need to finish talking about her nonsense. We do. We need to finish up talking about, wait, we're going to start here because Doc said yo first. But we need to finish talking about her nonsense. I try to get them in, Doc, by the way. You and Roc, so y'all know. When I see him, I'll be like, let me put him on. Oh, speaking of them, boo! Hi! I was just about to mention him. And yes, I am obsessed with tacos. Where's my tacos, Roc? Since you want to talk trash today, where is my tacos? But I was just about to say, when it comes to you and Doc, I try my best to make sure that your yo's are on the screen, because y'all be like, yo. And so I try to make sure they're on the screen. But yes, I would like some tacos. Can I have some? Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I would like some tacos. Yeah, I want to have them tomorrow for lunch. Thank you very much. Anyway, so this lady is a nutcase, and we're going to talk about it. You ready, Doc? Okay. Yeah, we're going to finish talking about her Fruit Loopy behind. I'm trying to watch my language. Her nutty buddy behind. But I got a whole bunch of names that I've just been thinking about since last week. Because this lady is a lunatic, Doc.
I would agree. First off, can you hear me? No audio issues? No.
Oh, we can hear you. We can hear you.
Okay.
We can
hear you. All right, cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, this lady is off her rocker.
She is. Like, what is wrong with her?
Off the chain. Very peculiar, interesting. I don't know what else to say. This case is very interesting, to say the least.
Look at her pictures.
Her pictures are her pictures. That is her face. I don't know what else to say.
Tell you a lot about her, just looking at her. Like, she's a little crazy.
This case is extremely interesting because I could see a made for television. We kind of talked about it. This could be like a Lifetime movie or some shit.
Unfortunately, and I hate that all of these type of movies go to Lifetime, but this would be a Lifetime movie, and we get to read it in real time before it hits production. So, if they ever do make it a Lifetime movie, then we have to review the movie. Low-key.
I agree. I would have fully agreed, because that would be crazy. Like, that ain't what it was in the case. Oh no, if she did that for real, that should be crazy as hell.
Right. So, but for right now, it's not a Lifetime movie, thank goodness. Lifetime kills me. I don't like when Lifetime do a movie. They get on my nerves. But anyway, I think it's really because of the Aaliyah movie that really rubbed me the wrong way.
Nah, it was Lifetime. The Tupac movie.
Huh?
The Tupac movie was worse.
Wait, Lifetime did a Tupac movie?
I think it was Lifetime that did a Tupac movie.
I never saw that one. Oh, I know the Aaliyah one was horrible.
Go watch the Tupac one.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check that out, because I didn't even know Lifetime did a Tupac movie. And why is Lifetime doing the Tupac movie?
It's a story. It's about your life.
It's not a story that fits there. Like this, I could understand, because they've been doing stories like this. I didn't really understand them doing Aaliyah, but I was like, okay, maybe they're trying to branch out a little bit.
I swear it was Lifetime that did a Tupac movie, because there was like a bunch of different Tupac movies or documentaries that came out. And I remember I watched one. I was like, this shit is weird because the actors don't match. They don't even match physically how you know the person looks in real life. Like, usually I think you would try to make the actor kind of look like, no, there's some things in that movie you'd be like, what? And then the dialogue, the way it was written, was crazy.
I gotta check it out now. I need to see this. I'm gonna find it right after the show because I need, well, after we do our adulting that we do every Wednesday. But
yes.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go find that after the show because I need to see this. But yeah, I just hope if they do turn this into a Lifetime movie that they do it justice. That's all.
Yes.
And then usually do pretty good on these type of movies.
Because we have the advantage of actually reading the case and kind of knowing what's considered the truth documented of what happened compared to they're going to embellish the story, which this story is already crazy.
Yeah.
How much more can you embellish?
That's my next point. Like, why do you need to embellish anymore? Like, why do you need to embellish? Because the stuff that's in here actually sounds like an embellishment already from the Lifetime movie.
I bet it's going to be some scene, like, because we haven't seen anything in the case where actually Javon approaches Desiree. There'll probably be
an. And I told you, well, if I was him, I'd be like, you rusty, dusty. I say all kinds of stuff.
That'll be the embellishment in the movie. They'll make something like that.
I would say all kinds of stuff. He is a respectful young man. I got respect for Javon. Because. Okay. He ain't, well, we don't know yet because we still got more case to go, but he ain't said nothing to this lady yet. And that's like, dude, you better than me because I would have been cussed her out. Like, lady! Yeah, what, you mad because you I ain't bumping your uglies?
Well, you always take it, I don't think it's that, but you say it's, I don't know.
And I'm a hard R, you want a hard R bumping? Sorry, my bad.
But no. I think that will be one of the things they would amp up in this compared to they're going, because I think they would do a good job as in selling that Demore is nothing like her mother is claiming her to be.
Right.
You know why? Because it was going to fall heavily into that whole gaslighting thing.
Right, right. Which so her mom seems to be pretty good at.
Her mom's a professional at this.
But she's a horrible villain.
Yeah, because she just does dumb shit. I mean, dumb
stuff. Stupid. Like, she do a lot of dumb stuff. She's a horrible villain, but a wonderful gaslighter. But let's hop into it so they can know where we coming from and why we feel the way that we feel at this point in time. Because this is not coming out of nowhere.
Correct.
We feel the way we feel because of what we're reading. So, last time we spoke, we were trying to figure out who's who. I can say that we're going to find that out very soon.
Okay.
Because it's in the court case. It's in the documents. But last time we spoke, her mom, after she had Javon arrested for kidnapping this lovely lady, having a great time at this wonderful park, driving go-karts and stuff with a baby in the back. Well, he wasn't a baby, but he was a baby. Then next she tried to have her Marksman Act and Baker Act. And if you don't know, that's just basically saying, one is saying she's a lunatic. The other saying she's an addict. I mean, that's a good breakdown.
Yeah, because she was trying to use both of those things to angle one or the other, which if she was not an addict and then she was not mentally unstable, but she's hiring people to play roles.
Right. So this is where we at with it right now. Now, I'm going to go ahead and jump in. The police never even verified the identity of any of the individuals on the scene to confirm they belonged to a mobile crisis unit. So this is where she's trying to get her Baker Act and Marksman Act. And she has, you basically, couple of people are like investigators. One is supposedly a doctor. I call him Dr. Boob. And three of them are like private investigators, one of which used to be is a former cop. And two of the other ones are acting as counselors. And then when they're trying to, this is all happening while they're trying to basically kidnap her.
Yes.
Yeah, so this is happening. So they just took the word of the three fraudsters. I love that they put fraudsters in there. In a gray pickup truck. And Doc and I, because we're reading the case, can see the gray pickup. Just as the picture where we try to figure out who's the husband of the lady. Who's the doctor? Well, it was a couple of photos. Who's the doctor? Who's the husband of the lady? We have our ideas. Who's the ex-cop? And who, you know, it's easy to know who the lady is. She's the only lady there. Frankly, oh, I love attorneys. Frankly, the BWC footage is disgusting and difficult to watch. They're kidnapping her, yes. Equally disturbing, his name is Bobber, but I'm going to call him Dr. Boob because I like calling him Dr. Boob because it's fun. So Dr. Boob wrote on and mind you, Dr. Boob is in charge of a facility, which makes it way worse. Like, I still say they need to let him go. But anyway. And her doctor that she actually was talking to, she needed to take his place. But anyway, equally disturbing, Dr. Boob wrote on the intake form that he personally examined Damore on March the 27th of 2024 at 5:56 p.m., which is a lie. He did not. We're looking at the intake form now. Of course, a doctor can say he did anything, though, because, and then people are going to take their word for it because they're the doctors. Yeah, that's Dr. Boob right there. I knew that was Dr. Boob. Mm-hmm. I knew that was Dr. Boob. I said we was going to find out who's who. Yeah, no, so
we said the same thing. I agree.
So, but his statement is bogus because at 5:56 p.m., BWC footage shows Dr. Boob, leaning against a truck parked in the marina talking to police. Mm-hmm. Child, there go the no lumps. You want to take 89 and yeah, all the way up to maybe 91? Okay.
It says it is doubtful that any doctor has ever conducted a legitimate psychological evaluation under such circumstances. Dr. Boob's license to practice medicine should be terminated. I wholeheartedly, fully agree.
Me too.
You don't understand how much I agree.
Like, tremendously. But go ahead.
Put this person in jail and go review anything he has done with anybody else overall.
Yeah.
It's like when a bad judge is prosecuting or administering punishment for all these people, you find out that they were getting some kickback for something. Go review all the cases. Yeah. It should be the same thing with this. When Damore arrived at Memorial Hospital, I'll finish the sentence first. When Damore arrived at Memorial Hospital on March 27, 2024, the first doctor examined her at 6:21 p.m., noting that she was alert, oriented to person, place, and time, and that her behavior was normal.
This is
there is a emergency department provider note. I remember these. And basically, it gives, this is just the objective part. The subjective part of the thing, which you can do as a provider to see what's going on. And this is basically stating that the psychiatric part of this says behavior normal, comments calm, reasonable, in good sight, not currently responding to any internal stimuli. That means nothing. She's not hearing voices in her head. She's not thinking about a shit that she's like, oh, you just see that? Did you see that? She's not doing any of that. That would that really mean?
Nurses also noted that Damore was cooperative and accused Dr. Boob of the colluding with her mother, which is consistent with the BWC footage in this case. Like, how many times do you have to say, like, listen? I mean, I guess because people, when they, I'm fine. So you're like, okay, they're just saying they're fine. But like, how much do I have to say to you or prove to you that this is a lie? Like, how much do I have to do? Mm-hmm. Jesus.
I will say there's one critical thing in this, because I'm reading a medical note. The best thing she did was just go along with the fucking, the best thing she did was just go along with whatever, I don't know what my mom's trying to do, I'm just going to go along with it. Because there's a part that people will overreact because they know it's a lie. You know, this is not really happening. And because right. some people are like, this can't really be happening. This cannot really be happening.
Right.
But I think the best thing that she actually did was just go along with it. Don't try to force anything. Don't try to respond to anything. Just go along with it. And when you got to sit there, respond to it, explain it, and just say, boom. Because this note is actually written very well as I'm reading
it. I was going to ask you, did you want to read?
Yeah, I can read it if you want me to read it.
Go ahead. Yeah.
All right. So patient receive AAO by 4. So that means you're aware of the person, place, time, and event. That's by 4. That means that you are of conscious mind. You know where you are. You know who you are. You know what's going on. You know what's happening. That's okay. AAO by 3. This is a BA. That's a behavioral administration. Brought in by Dr. Boob. Then patient states, quote, my mom knows Dr. Boob and wanted me behaviorally administrated because she does not like my boyfriend. Boom. That's straight to the point. I was strict into coming here. I was led to believe I was meeting someone at the house for business, and police department were waiting. I don't know what PD means in this one. This is shorthanded. I don't know. We're waiting for me.
Yeah, police department, because remember, they was there.
But it's kind of, well, I would say this is kind of a weird thing, though. She said waiting, meeting at the house, but she went to the marina. So that's kind of a, I don't know. She may have said that, but that's kind of
interesting. Maybe she was just saying that in the moment of, because you got to remember, there are emotions involved. Yeah. This girl is like, so, yeah, she might have said house, but.
I think this is like a typo in whoever wrote this a little bit.
Right. Though. Right.
Because usually when this is happening, they're probably typing in real time about, all right, tell me this, tell me that.
Right. So I think it's just like either they're typing crazy, like just trying to get it down, or she was dealing with emotions.
It could be both, too. It could be both.
Yeah, these people kidnapped her, but go ahead.
So patient denies any SI, that's suicidal ideation, and HI, which is homicidal ideation. She's not going to kill herself, and she doesn't have no intent to kill anybody else. Patient is calm and cooperative. And then it goes on to say, this is still all part of the subjective part. 29-year-old female presents as Baker acted, initiated by Dr. Boo for unspecified psychosis, which is very weird, because if you are going to do that, you should have more of a narrower diagnosis than this. Patient is awakened, right, alert, oriented, person, place, and time. Affect appropriate. That means how you're acting. It doesn't necessarily mean you're doing crazy stuff, but if I'm talking to you and trying to figure out, like, why is your arm broken, but you don't want to tell me that you're in an abusive relationship or that your mom hit you with a skillet. Right. That's all that what that means. She did not, well, already there. Denies SI and HI. No previous psych history noted. That just means that if I ask you or I look in the system, I don't see that you ever had anything. But even though technically they could say she, which you probably didn't, but she has seen somebody for mental health or anything.
Right.
No suicidal attempts. She's never made an attempt to do anything.
Right.
On the medications at this time. Right. My question was, are you on birth control? That would be a question I would have to ask, but it wasn't asked. Nice medical problems. No drug history noted. When they put noted, it means I asked you, you told me no, but I'm just writing that you told me no.
Yeah. Okay. Let's keep going.
All right. No alcohol use, non-smoker. That clears up your name. Patient says that her mother is against her because she is upset about her 15-year relationship with, quote, a black young man. Damn. All right, so that's
right. A hard R.
Just a black young man. But
a hard R. Go ahead.
Patient works as a social worker for immigration. She has a bachelor's degree in sociology, graduated from Boston University. This writer spoke with Javon Hadley, gave a number, patient's boyfriend, consent given from patient to speak with him. So she trusts that that's your person that, hey, whatever's going on with me, tell this person. Right. And that's more interesting because generally HIP Act, unless you're a spouse.
So get to where he states though.
Where? You mean number 93 or finish this?
No, we still finish that. Yeah.
All right. So patient's boyfriend consent was given the patient to speak to him. He states that patient has no prior psych history and was, quote, upset by her mother. We'll transfer patient to, I don't know what this is for them, for further monitoring and disposition.
Okay. So, yeah. And
that number 93 is kind of key, though.
That's why I said with him, like, I'm surprised at this point that he ain't cussed her ass out. Excuse my language, but because she, lady, you supposed to be over here running a whole corporation, but this what you doing with your time? That's why today's title is what it is. Because is she the reason? Because Roc Nation right now, if you don't know, I'll fill you in on the tea. Because I'll be getting a gab. Roc Nation is experiencing financial issues right now.
Look, I wonder where the money was spent. Hiring actors.
Obviously here. Reading between the lines, the hospital staff was clearly concerned about Dr. Buber's decision to detain Damore for an involuntary examination and documented her side of the story.
They did a good
Nevertheless, job. Dr. Boob falsely reported that Damore required intensive, comprehensive. Oh my gosh. They trying to give this girl narcotic?
No. That means a plethora of treatments, multimodal.
Which includes narcotic?
It could, yes.
They take
them
a lot. Listen, I work now. This part I do know because I did work in mental health facilities. A lot of times they be giving them medication, and in this case, well, he couldn't do it because it was like obvious. But what if nobody ever believed her? Now they putting drugs in her system that should not be there because nothing's wrong with the girl. Mm-hmm. Other than her mother is overbearing. Y'all wanted to keep her in there for 24 hours for medical supervision, which is something that none of his colleagues at the hospital noted. Like, why, Boob? Are you a part of this? Yeah. Now he didn't even get Dr. Boob no more. He just Boob.
And that next portion of this note is the concerning thing to what you were saying. Because they did order this, though. It's the same date.
Yeah. So, oh my gosh, these people freaking are crazy, man. Well, you gotta watch. You gotta watch. But yeah. Boob even directed staff to medicate Damore with Benadryl. Again, narcotic that she don't need in her system.
Benadryl's not a narcotic, but I understand what you're saying. But yeah, there was no need for
Benadryl, because Benadryl makes you sleepy. So now mm-hmm. you're in a state. I know, because my daughter is allergic to a lot of stuff, right? And how we treat that is with Benadryl. But every time I give her Benadryl, it makes her go to sleep. I've been treated with Benadryl. It makes you lethargic. Yeah. It makes you sleepy. Mm-hmm. She didn't need no Benadryl. What does she need Benadryl? She didn't have an allergic reaction to anything, which mm-hmm. is usually why you take Benadryl. Or you want to sleep. Which I don't recommend. You could have did melatonin for all I can. You know what I mean? Like, don't. They was putting narcotic, and Benadryl is a narcotic, in that girl's system. And that, the Benadryl that you buy on the shelf is not the same Benadryl that you get in the hospital. Might I add. The one in the hospital is a little bit stronger than the one that you get on the shelf. How do I know? I've had it. My daughter has had it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not the same dosage. Like, this is not the same dosage. It's just different. But I digress. So in the screenshot above, Dr. Boob wrote, if the patient refuses PO, give IM, which essentially means that if Damore refuses the Benadryl, then force it upon her through an intramuscular injection. See what I'm saying? It's two different types of Benadryl. They not telling you go get the Benadryl off the shelf in the store and inject that into. This is a whole higher level of Benadryl. Narcotic that she does not need in her system. Craziness. Boob, Dr. Bobber, but Boob wrote false information in his report to keep Demore detained and Desiree happy. Why? Because he's in her pocket. He's in Rock Nation's pocket, allegedly. Boob even admitted to speaking to Desiree on the BWC footage. Mm-hmm. He said he did that. Important to issue below, Memorial Regional tested Demore for narcotic on March the 27th of 2024, which came back negative. And they have a screenshot of her results. So now you got me in here saying I'm off my rocker and then I'm an addict. And then they test me to find nothing. This lady is a lunatic. Mm-hmm. And then, you know what baffles me? Is that you love me so much, but you'll do things to me that are detrimental. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
Even just doing that is detrimental. Like, just having me kidnapped and taking me to a location saying that I am all of these things and having these people basically probe me. And you know what I mean? Like, but you love me so much. And it's all because you don't like the man that I chose. You don't like my hard R. I love my hard R. You don't have to like my hard R. He's not your hard R. He's my hard R. Okay. What you was going to say?
The one thing that is interesting to me in this, which is, I don't know if we can say this is a silver lining, is the awkward thing to me when I'm just reading this now and up until this point is like, at least oddly enough, she's focusing on pulling her daughter away, not just eliminating Javon. That is a kind of an interesting thing that I'm beginning to realize a lot more in this thing.
But it doesn't matter, because if you pull your daughter away from Javon, which is what she's initially, you know what I mean? She's trying to get her daughter away from Javon. You're still not doing anything to make your daughter happy when that's where she want to be.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, at least she didn't do the overboard thing where I'm just going to get rid of him. I notice in all this, it is he's hyper-focused on her daughter and moving her daughter from him, which it could have been a whole different story. It could have been like, no, my mom hired a hitman and she got rid of the dude that I love.
We don't know that yet. You still got my
We don't know that yet, but I'm like, well, if it gets to that point, I'm like,
so
yeah.
So far, she hasn't done that, but we don't know. I'm not saying that that's a part of, that's in the case, but we don't know. And we don't know that if Demore hadn't taken this stance right here, that it wouldn't have gone there.
Yeah. Or it did happen, and that's why she's at this point like, no, quit this.
Yeah, or it hasn't happened yet, and she's trying to prevent it from happening ever.
And that could be true, too. But I was just thinking, like, after all this, I'm like, she is super hyper-focused on her daughter, which I'm a person I saw. What's the root of the problem? The root of the problem is this person exists. If it's up to me and I have the power, I'm probably like, no, just get rid of that person. Then, like, it'll be a different story.
But yeah, everybody is not in your head. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, Desiree ain't.
Nah, because I was like, why? No, look, hey, look, you want 50 bands? This is one person I need to no longer be here. But
and then I'll get my baby back. Maybe that, but that's where a lot of people go wrong at and make the most dumbest decisions ever, because you think that that's going to make things the way you want it to be. You can't be a puppet master to other people's lives, especially a 29-year-old woman. And I'm quite sure Javon is the same age. So they, at this particular time in 2004, were about to hit 30. She's not a little girl. She's a grown woman with a career, went to college, graduated. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, you. Even if she didn't do all of those things, right? She's still a grown woman at the end of the day, and you can't play puppet master with other people's lives.
True. But then
now you're taking away her free will. You're taking away her free will to love who it is that she loves, because you don't like him because he's a hard R.
The one thing I think about, too, is Why do you feel that you have the authority to do this to your child that you didn't raise? It's one thing if a parent raised a kid and they just doing something you don't like.
Right.
But it's nothing. You didn't raise this person. So why do you think you're entitled to anything, decisions that they make? That would be my question.
Right. You didn't raise her. Her and Javon have been together for 15 years at this point. 15. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he not going nowhere. Obviously, she not going nowhere either. So you wasted all of this time, effort, and money.
And money.
To do this? Get a life, bitch. Get a life. All right, let me do this real quick. Trying to keep us on time, but you wasted all of that good money to make up stuff, hire paid actors, private investigators, and equipment, and clone her phone. You know, that cost, I don't know exactly how much that you know, adds up to, but it wasn't cheap. It wasn't cheap. Now, it wasn't all of Roc Nation's money, but obviously if she's mishandling funds here, then she can't be handling the funds there too properly. I mean, properly. Desiree's frivolous Markman Act and guardianship petition. Nevertheless, Dr. Boob conspired with Desiree to commit DeMori to Life Skills South Florida Outpatient LLC, Life Skills, which is a narcotic treatment facility where he is the medical director. Fire him immediately. Life Skills is owned by and affiliated with Odyssey Behavioral Healthcare. Okay. So they got Boob. That's how I knew that was a Boob, though. He looked like a Boob. He looked like a Boob to me, Doc. Like, I was like, that's him. He looked like he was the one. He definitely wasn't giving me ex-cop vibes. Now, he could have been the husband of the lady, but he wasn't giving me, like, cop vibes. It was like, he too out of shape to be a cop. Not the right framework for cop. You know, some fat cops out there, but he's short and tubby.
Yeah, that's why my stereotype meter was right.
Right. On March the 29th, 2004, despite DeMori's normal behavior and negative narcotic test, Desiree filed an emergency ex parte petition under Florida's Marksman Act, claiming that DeMori suffered from narcotic and alcohol abuse, something that both she and Dr. Boob knew was untrue. DeMori has never done narcotic in her life. Child. And then they have underneath the emergency ex parte petition for involuntary assessment and stabilization. I'm not going to read that, but Desiree specifically requested for DeMori to be found to be transferred from Memorial Hospital to Life Skills so that she and Dr. Boob can continue DeMori's unlawful detention. They wanted to keep kidnapping the girl. And then it's a little bit of a snippet of what they were saying, what they basically were saying and how they were trying to go about it in this ex parte. But perhaps mostly disturbing, Desiree also moved for guardianship over DeMori on March 29th, 2004, claiming that her 30-year-old, highly educated daughter, who never touched an illegal narcotic in her life, was incapacitated. Y'all, this lady is a nutcase. Now, that goes to show me that's because she never raised her in the first place. So it's almost like she wants to, like, try to rekindle and try to go back, like, turn back the hands of time and, like, grab onto her so that she can have her underneath of her. Like, I love you so much, and I'm sorry I wasn't there for you like I should have been, and now I want to make it up and try to change, you know, what things our relationship, but you're going about it the wrong way, you dingbat. Fucking nutcase. Like, this lady is crazy. So there is a petition to determine incapacity. Would you like to read that part?
Yeah. Wait, did you read 202? No?
Yeah. We have the right. Document now.
All right, document. So this is a city court document in for Broward County, Florida. It was Demore Lopez petition to determine incapacity. Petitioner Desiree Perez, together with the undersigned counsel, hereby filed this petition to determine incapacity and in support thereof state as follows. One, petitioner is an adult whose present address is, they give a whole address, whose relationship to the hereinafter name alleged incapacitated person is the mother. Okay. Two, petitioner believes Demore, hereinafter referred as the AIP, age 29, a resident of Miami-Dade County, Florida, whose primary spoken language is English, whose residential address is what the address is, and whose present location is at the Memorial Regional Hospital, to be incapacitated based upon the following factual, and that's a key thing that they gonna fuck up on, factual information.
Keep going, right?
Desiree blatantly lied in her guardianship petition, claiming that Demore was, quote, asking friends and family to share prescription pain pills.
Wow. So in her mind, she was gonna make sure that they gotta keep going now.
Recently, the AIP has been asking friends and family to share prescription pain pills with her, including Melody Garcia, Minervera Alvarez, her grandmother, and Liz Fragila. Petitioner is also aware that the AIP has gone to urgent care on multiple occasions, and petitioner suspects she is doing this only to obtain prescription pain medication. She has been going to multiple pharmacies a day in order to fill and pick up prescriptions for pain medications. Petitioner contends she is taking these pain pills to self-medicate and escape this abusive relationship. Petitioner spoke with the AIP and expressed her concern about the prescribed medication she was using because she could become addicted. The AIP explained that she crushed the pills, quote, so they could be more effective, end quote, and said she received a prescription codeine, but it wasn't working as it wasn't, quote, strong enough.
My question is, how do you know that this is what this woman is doing? Like, you, even though you plan it, like whatever you planted in there, in the house with them, right? Okay. It's no way that you could see every waking second of what she's doing.
Okay.
And maybe her just going to her grandmother or whoever and asking them, she might have just want to ask, do you have an ibuprofen?
Okay.
And then she was able to flip like, oh yeah, because Demore has a headache, so she just asked for some ibuprofen. And then she was like, yep, I'm about to spend that into like some codeine or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, this sounds crazy.
They already messed up because the day they got her Marchman acted, they did a drug test. She had no drugs in her system. It would have made more sense if she was saying, no, my daughter's getting all these pills because she's selling drugs. But then that means her daughter has to go to jail. But still, right. With that, I'm like, you saying she's doing all this? She literally had a drug test the other day and nothing was in it at all.
Nothing was in her system.
You should have at least seen the drug test. Like, oh shit, she ain't got no drugs in there.
Right. Like, if you're going to pick a way to try to get her, I don't think this was the worst villain I've ever seen in my life. Mm. Worst villain. Desiree listed Liz Fragila as one of the people Demore supposedly asked for pills, the same Liz who Desiree used during the second fraudulent Baker Act attempt and who was financially in debt to Desiree for saving her company. That's how she getting, you owe me money. This what you better do then, bitch. Demore has all of her text message conversations with Liz. The message show that Demore never asked Liz for illegal narcotics or pills.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Desiree is also listed. She also listed, I don't even know, Medalise Garcia as a person Demory sought out for Narcotai. But when Millie was placed under oath by the state's attorney's office, she admitted that Demory does not do Narcotai, nor does she drink. It's funny to me that all these people are coming like, nah, that wasn't what really what happened. Like, the person, one of the people that you listed, like, nah, she don't even do none of that.
In the eyes of everybody, she is so square. But
yeah, she's definitely an L7. So the victim's mother also petitioned to have the Victim Markman Act and the Victim Was Baker Act. The witness under oath told ASA subpoena and ASA Farrell that the victim does not do Narcotai. Again, I think that's a very important portion to keep reiterating. Like, she took a drug test. Nothing was found. Nobody in the history of Demory has said, oh, no, she's a wild one. She be out there doing drugs. And like, nobody said that. The only person that said it is the person who was responsible for bringing in Narcotai. She was a part of a, like, that's part of her criminal. I'm not making it up. This is part of this lady's, it's in her records.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to even take anything she say serious. Girl, you was bringing it in at one point in time. You know, the whole Griselda Blanco cartel type situation. Oh, I did my homework. I did my research on you, nutcase. Betty ass lady. Yeah, so it's very hard, but because she is currently the CEO of Roc Nation, she could get away with all kinds of stuff. Let's finish out this page and then we gonna move to the love notes. You got the last three?
What number are we on?
We at 207.
So I was trying to read the other stuff. I was reading the actual thing.
All right. Yeah, 207 and 209, and we're gonna close it out for today.
Millie was a caretaker for Demory's grandfather and was frequently in Demory's presence. Also never accused Demory of using drugs. And then, moreover, Desiree filed a petition on March 29th, 2024. Demory stopped communicating with her mother long beforehand. Desiree made blatant misrepresentations to a court again.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I said what I said. It's like she just, I'm a pull her in. She going to be here and she going to let me love on her because I never did it before. Mm-mm-mm. And then I'm going to get her away from that hard R while I'm at it. This lady is a dingbat. Again, I reiterate, one of the worst villains I ever seen in my life. And I got me some villains out there that's on my best villains list that I kind of love as villains, like real people, real life people. She is at the bottom of the totem pole. And you would think as an ex-con, an ex-criminal, you feel me, that she would be a little bit smarter than this.
I have one thing though. What if in her mind, for whatever weird reason, she thinks she can act with immunity because she's already been ex-con and she apparently may have been an informant. So she's like, no, they say, hey, you ain't got to go do this. Just find out this stuff. And she's like, oh, well, shit, if I get carte
blanche. And then I can see. And I'm going to tell you why I can see that. I'm going to give you the comparison of why I can see what you're saying could be a possibility. Because there was a mob dude. What was his name? Dang. I forgot his name. I'm going to tell y'all what his name is another day. But there was a mob guy. He was taking people out and handling all kinds of mob type of activity, right? But he also was an informant. And him, by him being an informant, him going and doing all the dirt that he was doing, taking lives in the streets, all of that stuff, he got away with a lot of that because he was an informant and he was getting two paychecks. I mean, he was getting paid from his street life, but then he was getting a check from the government. So that I could see, you know what I'm saying? Of why maybe she felt like she could get away with doing all the bull crap she doing. I could see that. I could see that. I really could see that. Above all, I could see that. I'm visualizing it in my brain right now. Like, oh my gosh, this lady really feel like she, that is that entitlement. I promise you, I hate entitlement. That's one of my, that's another one of my pet peeves. And you know, you don't think about it until you get into situations where people feel entitled, like they can do whatever they want to do. And in 2025, one thing that I found that I hate the most is a person who feels entitled to anything. Like, this lady is the epitome of entitlement and the epitome of horrible villains. I wish I had a gavel because I'd just be like, bow! Yeah, you're a horrible villain. You've been convicted.
Like, where your bat at?
Oh, wait. No, I don't want to hit nothing with my bat, though. But you're a horrible, horrible villain, and you have been convicted.
There you go.
Child, because what the hell, Desiree? Miss Perez? Focus on Roc Nation's funds. They need that right now more than ever. Focus on the money over there and getting that tight and right. And if you don't, if I was Jay-Z, I would fire you because he's your boss. We should not have any kind of financial issues. How did she get that job anyway? She went from drug dealer to CEO. That is because she's an informant. I answered my own question. Never mind. Because you're not even qualified. You're not qualified, Desiree. Your narcotic dealing does not equate to you being a CEO. What job did you have before that made you qualified for that job? You had something over that ninja head, didn't you? Mm-hmm. Oh, she had something over that hard R's head. And she was like, the only way you're going to get away with it is if you make me the CEO of your new company. And he was like, fine. Fine, I'll do that, but you're not allowed to make any decisions. That's what I really think is going on over there for her. She just like the face, like, I just wear the shoes, but I'm really not doing anything. So that's why she has so much time to do this kind of stuff to Demory. Think about it.
Yeah, she's hyper focused on what and why when you have a title that's supposed to be either you focus on this or you focus on that. You focus on that so much. What's going on with this? Because look, like you informed me, something's really going bad over there.
Right.
Did you really have power to do your job, or you just was a title, making a paycheck, and you like, well, I need something to do, like you said. Well, let me see what she's doing.
Right. Let me go find my child. Now that I'm in this position, let me go find out and be nosy and get all up in my daughter's business. Yeah, she a 30-year-old woman. Yeah, she's got a boyfriend, engaged or married. I don't care about that. I don't want her to be with that hard R anyway. And I didn't raise her, so I need to bring her close so that we could be close like we should have been when she was little. And I got all this time on my hands because I really don't do anything at Roc Nation.
For real.
This is what it's starting to look like to me. To me. Can't tell you what it should look like to you, but to me, this is what it's starting to look like. And Dingbat is proving me right every time. The further we go in this case, the more the Dingbat proves me right. That's all I'm saying. It's time to get to these love notes because this lady is going to make me, this lady going to make me strangle her. And we got stuff to do. So let me get to the love notes real quick. I just wanted to get that off my chest. Because this lady is a lunatic. She is crazy. All right, my bad. She is crazy. I'm sorry. I'm getting messages all over the place. She's worse. I want to give out an award this evening. I wish I had a trophy, but I don't. And I'm not using chip. I'm not wasting my energy on her with my chip teeth. She don't deserve him. But the award goes to the worst villain of a lifetime. Lifetime. That's a lifetime award. You'll be the worst, one of the worst villains ever, in my opinion, for life. Anyway, it's time to get to these love notes. She is a horrible villain, y'all. I've never seen a villain like her in my life. Okay, go ahead of your business, baby. I got it. She is a horrible, horrible villain, y'all. I don't even know why she is like how she is. But anyway, it's time to get to these love notes. First, I want to shout out anybody watching from Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, or Rumble. Rumble, I love you guys over there. You guys make me feel so special. I love you. Thank you so much. Big shout out to y'all. Thank you for watching the show. This is live love. Because I love y'all. Thank y'all for watching. It's love. And it's also replay love. Candora R. So, yeah, it's replay love too. Thank y'all for just, you know, being here and holding us down. We appreciate you so much. But it's time to get to these love notes. Why do we do the love notes every night? Is because this is my way to show my send my love to my listening audience. They're not watching, they're listening. And they come from wide and far across the world. They come from over the pond, for goodness sakes. So I always try to make sure that I show them love. This is my love letters to them. So big love to them, and I love y'all so much. Thank you. How did we come up with the name Love Notes? Well, I used to call it Love. Doc used to call it Show Notes. I was never gonna call it that, by the way. We bickered, and then finally we came to the compromise, and now we call it Love Notes, and I never changed that for anything in the world. It will forever be called Love Notes as long as I'm doing this podcast. Yeah, that's how we get down. But Doc also said I had a stack of papers the size of a composition notebook. First of all, I'm here to let y'all know I did not. It was a lot of papers. Sorry, I'm looking up because I have to switch my screen. It was a lot of papers, in all fairness. Why is that not here? Okay, I'll put it here real quick. Oh, yes, it is. Okay, it was a lot of papers. And it was on a clipboard. But also, with those papers were, like, my actual show notes. We don't do that anymore anyway. And now we do this. So, yeah, we don't do that anymore. You guys inspire me to keep going, and I love y'all for that. Let me bring Doc back on the screen real quick. I like when he's on the screen and I say what he has said, because sometimes it'd be funny. I'm sorry.
Sometimes it's funny.
Let's see what Doc has said real quick. Doc has said, top flight, catch the vibes. When you see you are L7, your mama can't say you are added. You can't, she can't square work. She an L7. Leave that girl alone. She ain't out here doing nothing crazy. You just was a poor mother and you don't know how to deal with her now that she's gone and she don't really rock with you no more. So you was like, you know what? I'm gonna make you love me.
You know how crazy it is, real quick though?
What?
As her being a poor mother, she had produced a person that's a great daughter, though.
But she that goes that way a lot.
Oh,
a lot. When you had a lot of shitty moms out here produce wonderful children. Our job is just to encourage the shitty to become great parents. It's hard. It's a transition, but that's our job.
She didn't even do that.
It's very hard work, I promise you. I've been trying to do it since I started saying the things I say at the end of this show. Why do you think I have this message? Because there's a lot of shitty parents out there, but a lot of them do produce wonderful children. And that's unfortunate that there are a lot of shitty parents out here, but let me keep going. Doc has said, we worldwide, yeah, some folks love the wrong way. Yeah, be a parent, not a kidnapper. Yeah, because she is definitely a kidnapper in every word of the sense. And then the crazy part is she tried to put that title on Javon. Poor little Javon. He like, I ain't even do nothing other than have a good time with my fiance. Like, damn, can't even love on her properly. That's because she want a hard R. And she ain't never had one. All hers been ain't shit type of niggas. And then her daughter got a good one. And she jealous. It's a lot of things I see in this crazy lady. Anyway. Doc has said, hit that like button. He said, tune in. Live show, radio show, get the app. You should do all of these things that he just said. You should do everything that he just said. Because My name is Kat Lee Wu, and I approve this message. I approve this message. This is a good message right here. You didn't spread it, sir. Good message. Great message. I forgot the office I was running for. You got to remind me later. I forgot what I was running for. I'm sorry. We had a title, but I forgot. So we're going to remember it later on. But yeah, that's what Doc has said. Damn it. I forgot my title that I was running for. What office am I running for?
Office of Realness and Reality. Or Reality. The Offices of Realness and Reality.
I like that office. I said that about the last office, but we know that's not the same.
I just made that one up on the spot.
You know that's not the same office, but I like that office too. I run for that. I run for all of them. Let's go. And then I got my bling. Thank you for my bling, Doc. Thank you for my bling. Oh, this lady is a nutcase, y'all, and I don't know what to do with her. She gets on my nerves. I'm tired of her. I just need y'all to know it. But there are also some things that I need to get off my chest real quick, which is join the conversation. The number is 443-551-5963. 443-551-5963. You can also shoot a text on that number if you call in live on air. If you send a text, I'm reading it live on air. If you drop a comment, it's going to be on the screen, and I'm reading that live on air as well. There's a million ways to contact me, but here are two. contact@ambitiouslyent.com, contact@ambitiouslyent.com. I'm also ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com, ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. Woo, child, I be getting tongue-tied sometimes. I gotta catch myself like, whoa, child. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com, www.ambitiouslyent.com. And while you're over there, join the coffee community, because I told y'all I was going to tell y'all why I really want y'all to do that. So we can have salacious, titillating, and taboo conversations. Y'all can get a lot of the behind the scenes, because, yeah, now that we're adding more content, I got to spread it out. And also, one very, very important thing about going to the coffee community is I don't have to wait for nobody to tell me that I could say shit and fuck. There's no censorship over there. I just want to say it sometimes. This case alone makes me want to say fuck and shit, but I have to act like a lady sometimes. And when it comes to Desiree, sometimes I'll be like, shit. In my head, I'm really thinking that, what the fuck is wrong with this lady? See how it just rolls naturally. So join the coffee community so it could just roll out that easy. And I don't have to be like, I gotta wait. I gotta wait. Big shout out to DJ Rue Casey. Go DJ. That's my DJ. Go DJ. That's my. I've been dancing a lot this week. I gotta get my life together, Doc.
Yeah,
I've been going off, huh?
Nothing wrong with dancing. Have fun. You used to be a dancer, or you still is a dancer. You just probably buried it a little bit. Let it come back to the surface. Enjoy yourself.
Bring it back. Bring it back. No, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. The dances is different now. I can't be doing TikTok dances and stuff. Things have changed. Things have changed. I can't put a whole routine together like, I can't do that. Back then it was fun. Now I'm like, what the hell is going on right now? But it's fun for the kids, so let them rock out. I'm going to let them rock out and just not be a dancer. Anyway, check out www.LaBoreLeeBookkeeping. Listen, I keep telling you guys, your books, when it comes to running businesses, are very one of the most important things, because that's your money. It's how your money is moving. And then you got to file your taxes, and you go to the CPA, and you're like, what happened to the $20,000? We're missing $20,000. Why? Because you weren't keeping your books in order. That's all. What, Doc?
This is my question real quick. Based upon if Desiree sees this, and she's like, you know what, my shit is fucked up. I need a bookkeeper. And she'd be like, hey.
The problem is with that is because you're a corporation, you should already have one.
But what if she needs somebody that she could pay a big bag to? Your moral dilemma.
Oh, for me, what I'm.
Yes.
The things that if she brought me in as her bookkeeper, what she's associated with, it is my job. I took an oath that I would be honest and trustworthy and truthful about all the transactions that I make. So
Dr. Boob did too. And all the other people.
He didn't really though. Also, that's including a whole nother human being, her daughter, which is Domori. I'm making sure the money is good. She probably needs to hire me as a bookkeeper, because obviously the bookkeepers and CPAs that they have over there at Roc Nation suck ass. But if it came down to reporting, and y'all gonna call me a snitch, but a snitch is what a snitch. I'm fucking obvious snitch, especially when it comes to my career being on the line. If I was to catch some conflicting entries in the books, yeah, she hired me, she the CEO, but I would feel, because I have to go over top of her head now, I have to go to Jay-Z.
She'd be like, 100K bag, straight up, just be quiet.
100K not enough.
Okay, I'm just curious.
100K is not enough. I'm going to be honest with you. And like I said, I'm a truthful person. I've always said that. Like, I'm very truthful. Sometimes truthful to a flaw, right? And this is something, because I run my own bookkeeping firm, I'm not about to let this crazy nutcase of a bitch, worst villain of the year or a lifetime, ruin my business because, see, Boob don't work for himself. Boo work for other people.
Yeah, that's true.
I run LaBoreLee Bookkeeping, so there's no way I'm going to let you run my business for 100K.
Okay, it was a funny thought I had. I'm like, huh, she, all these other businesses, she was able to give them something, and they were like, all right, cool, we'll do this. I'm like, but you risking, like you said, your license, your oath, you're risking all this stuff. They right. did, though. They did. But, and I just threw 100K out because I don't really know. We don't know yet what is going to be. I hope they do a financial investigation too to see what she really did pay them. I'm curious how much.
I'm not willing to let this lady close my business for her malicious ways. And then you have to think about it like that too. Like, this is my business. Mm-hmm. I don't work for anybody. This is my business. Why would I let you ruin my business?
No, and that's the fair.
And especially for 100K. I'm quite sure all of them only got 100K. I'm
I want to see the aftermath of it to see how much they really get. If they get paid less than that, I'll be like, for real?
So you gonna risk your whole livelihood for 100K or less?
The one I'm focused on is Dr. Boob, because I'm like, he risked it.
Dr. Boob is doing what a lot of doctors do. It's a lot of corrupt doctors out here. Okay. He just happened to be one of them.
Okay.
But
okay.
Back to your question, I'm not willing to let anybody ruin my livelihood, my fundamentals, my way of providing for my family. Because they're corrupt. Like, no, let me see the discrepancies in the book. I'm going to ask questions because that is my job. Okay, so this is not, because it's math, it's numbers, it's money.
Yeah.
So this is not lining up. Why is this not lining up? Are we missing some receipt? You need, I'm asking questions.
Briefcase bag. That's all it's saying. That's what she would say. I think in this situation.
And I'm going to say, girl, this is my company over here, and I will not have you tarnishing our brand. Okay. I'm not going to have you do that. Nobody's going to be walking around saying, oh, she helped us steal, like, because she helped them steal money. Like, she, no, not my company.
Okay.
I'm not the type of person that's willing to let anyone come in and mess up what I got going on, which is why I don't have two co-hosts are gone.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just saying. Nothing against the two former co-hosts, but you're not ruining what I got going on because you are a dumbass villain. The worst villain of a lifetime. Worst I've seen, anyway. No, not my companies. And I build them from the ground up. Like, I'm building these things. Nobody's handing it to me. There's no template. Like, huh? Nah, this is my hand. My hands hurt sometimes from typing. These are my business. No. And definitely not for 100,000. Like, bitch, you better offer me a couple of hundred million.
Damn. Like, we don't get that. That's why I needed you to cook the books. Cook the books.
I'm not cooking the books. I'm not that type of person.
Okay, I'm just
saying, I've done a lot of things in my lifetime, but I'm not that type of person. I'm not. Nope. Bitch, you better offer me a couple of hundred million. And then maybe maybe. But I ain't nothing she got. She don't even got a couple hundred million right now because she's ruining Roc Nation. But I digress. It is now time for me to say the things I got to say before I get up out of here. Man, make sure before I do all of that, make sure that you stay tuned because I don't know if it's going to be tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow if I finish editing. Or Friday, if it is Friday, you'll have a morning show and an evening show. I'll be live on the evening show, though. But going on, because I have had a lot of things going on this week, and I recorded them. That's why I'm editing, because I did record them, and I want to make sure y'all get to see. Even probably, I don't think there's a clipping a piece in there where I just was like, this bitch. It should have been, though. I'm going to start being mindful of the things I got to talk about before I record. Like, uh-uh. And don't forget, because this bitch, I could probably go ham over there. But anyway. But yeah, stay tuned. Be ready, because it's coming. It's either going to be tomorrow, if I can finish editing on time, or Friday. And if it is Friday, then you get 2 for 1. You get another 2 for 2. Ooh, 2 for 2. But yeah, that's happening. Make sure you tune in for that. Anyway, it's time for me to tell y'all the stuff I got to tell y'all because I love y'all. I love y'all so much. I do. And so I'm going to say this. Mind Your Business is our Foreign Media Mondays where I tell everybody's business. It's just in the headlines I'm reading it, and I'm gonna give my honest opinion, and I don't care how you feel about it. It's my opinion, not yours. But yeah, I definitely tell people it's business on a Monday. It's happened. I try not to, but sometimes it happens. It's warranted. Not intentional, but warranted. I told business yesterday. I did. I'm sorry. The wiretap, yeah, for sure. For sure. I'm telling you business. Don't have a court case that I'm interested in pulling. And then don't be despicable, disgusting, obsessed, heinous, foul, diabolical, dumb, worst villain ever in life. Go ahead, Doc. Take it away.
I'll say wicked. She sounds like a wicked mother. She does. I'll say kind of immoral because you're trying to do something against somebody's will. Menacing because I'm surprised there's nothing been said about if Demore is actually scared of her mother or not yet. That would be menacing. But we haven't covered anything yet.
I don't know. You're showing
up. Malicious.
Go ahead. Yeah.
And I'll end with my favorite, Insidious, because I know we're on time. But Insidious.
I know. I try to keep Insidious alive when you're not here. Like Doc would say. but yeah, no, we not going to worry about that mom. Part because see, that's a part of the business that I don't want to be in part. Like, she might be a little bit because she's seen a lot of the shit that she did, but I'm not going to concern myself about fear. I'm going to concern myself about this ridiculousness, though. I am going to concern myself because it's on it's documented. You know what I'm saying? I can't. Feelings, it's not documented unless she said in this court case. And then we'll get to that and figure that out. I mean, one would assume she's a little bit afraid of the lady. The lady had her kidnapped and tried to put narcotics in her system when she didn't even never have narcotics in her system in the first place. It got to be a little bit of fear there. And she was like, I'm tired of your shit. I'm about to see your ass. I got something for you, bitch. But yeah, that's that. Wet and Wired, me and Dad, we're probably going to need one of those after this, Doc, to debrief, probably. That's more of our business, though, not so much as everybody else's business. But if we're going to tie our people's business, we should probably give y'all a tidbit of our business, too. I'm actually being the most transparent I've ever been with y'all in my life. Y'all get the behind the scenes and the bloopers. You get a Wet and Wire, and then you get Cattails, where I tell stories. I don't tell names, but I tell stories. And if I do happen to tell a story that involves you, you should just shut the fuck up. You should, because I changed the name. Nobody knows that it is you, except for you jackass, and you shouldn't have did what you did for me to tell the story, but I changed the names in the story. So if you come out like, then they know it's you. And I'm going to blast you anyway because I told you to shut the fuck up, stupid ass. I didn't say your name. If your name is Adam, I changed it to John. Even though I never knew an Adam. I did know a John, but I never knew an Adam. But see what I'm saying? Like, so shut up. And what would you say, Doc?
Your dogs do holler.
Yeah, bitch. Shut up. And then we won't have to worry about these type of things. That's all I'm saying. Love your babies. Hug your baby. We just was talking about parenting this whole show. She's the worst parent ever and the worst villain ever. She get two titles tonight. Oh, she get two tonight. Love your babies. Hug your babies. Tell them babies that they are the GOAT, man. The greatest of all times. They need that love. They need that encouragement. Something Desiree could have learned a long time ago, but a dumbass didn't. Love them babies. Let them know they need that encouragement. They need a great parent. They need a great role model. They need to be able to be like, you know what? Even if we ain't have all the riches in the world, my parent was one of the most amazing parents ever. They were there. They had my back no matter what. Be that parent, dickhead. If they want to work for NASA, tell them to be the best astronaut, engineer, receptionist, janitor, secretary, whatever the hell else they do over there. NASA. I don't know. What I do know is get yourself a telescope, a good one. A good one, not the kind that you look through your neighbor's windows with you perv. a good one. High Nat Geo. That's where mine came from. It comes with lenses, scopes, beams, apps, all of that stuff, right? Requires a little bit of assembly, but once you put it together, it's not hard, by the way. I put my own together. Once you've done all of that, you know, got it together, take it outside, go discover some shit with your kid while you can, before the winter hits or some kind of crazy hurricane hits us. But go out there and do that. Discover some shit. You might discover an asteroid, a meteor, whatever. If you see any of that shit, though, this is the point. If you see any of that, I'm hoping that it's going past you and not coming towards you. Because in my mind, that is one of the most frightening ideas ever. Like, what do you do? Which way do you go? It's coming at you. What do you do? Anyway, so I'm sorry. I think about the things that I say at the end of this show. And I'm like, what do you do if that happens? Like, what are you going to do? I just imagine, I see in my head, like, somebody like, and nowhere to go. Like, because it's there. A planet that they say is not a planet anymore, but fuck them. It's a planet in my world. It was a planet when you made me build that stupid ass solar system. So it's a planet now. Sorry, my bad. I'm still in my feelings about this. It's a planet. Or maybe even a UFO. And if that is the case, this message is not necessarily for you, but the beings that are going to either beam you up or down. I don't know which one is which anymore. So whatever. I do not want to be beamed and I do not want to be probed. Not I, said the cat. Not I. I don't. Leave me here where I'm at. Unless you have a place that is way better than this place. And if you do, where do I sign up at? Because I'm going. But if it's not better than this, just leave me alone. Now, I do have a nice, ripe neighbor that you can have. She lives across the street. You can have her. Beam her. Probe her. Get her the fuck out. My face. Obviously, I don't like this lady that much. I want aliens to come get her. But whatever it is that, you know, they do at NASA, yeah, encourage them babies. They want to work for NASCAR. Tell them you the best NASCAR driver, pit boss, pit crew member. Commentator, engineer, because they got those over there. I don't know. It's NASCAR. They got a need for speed. And at one point in time, the muscle car was king. And in my opinion, the muscle car is always king. Oh, I got to see my favorite muscle car today. I was just so excited. Like, hey, boy, I ain't seen you in so long. It was too hot. I couldn't walk down here. When they said put the pedal to the metal, they wasn't talking about this bullshit fiberglass shit that y'all driving right now. They was talking about them. Those kind of cars. You're not going to discuss my habit, but I did walk past a couple gas stations today, too. In my journey. In my walking journey, I did. A lot of good things actually happened in my walk today, but whatever. I felt real sexy and cute. Well, I am, but not to be cocky, but things happen. But whatever the case may be, just encourage them babies. Let them know they need that love. They need that encouragement. They need that commitment from you as a parent. So be a great parent. Don't be a bullshit sucky one. Don't be a parent that doesn't raise your child all of their life and then come back and like, oh, I want to love you and get rid of the heart. Don't be her. Just don't be her. Okay. I'm sorry. Desiree drives me crazy sometimes. Some of this shit. It is now time for your fair warning.
The following moments may contain explicit language.
There's no may. It definitely does. For fucking sure. Fucking A. It does. Listen. Stay the fuck in your lane. Don't jump in my lane. My lane, your lane, not the same. Your lane is over there. My lane is over here. Stay in your lane so everybody can be happy. Especially me. You jump in my lane, you're going to get something that you do not want. I can promise you that. This is not a threat. This is a fucking promise. You jump in my lane, it's going to get ugly. You're going to get somebody you don't want. Do not break the glass. Do not push the button because you're going to get her if you do. I'm just saying, why would you want her? She's not nice, she's not sweet, and she's not kind. She's a bitch. You don't want her. You don't want her. You want her. Yeah, you want her. Hold on. Yeah, you want her. She's nice, sweet, kind, and cuddly. All that good stuff. Plus, when you get her, you get the 2-for-1 special. Keep telling you, take the specials. Take the fucking specials. They're good specials. We run them all year, all year, all year round. Continuous specials. We're not like McDonald's or nothing. Get the 2-for-1 special. You get her, you're going to get this. AU Big Purr, bitches. AU Big Purr, bitches. Yep, because if Kat is purring, Kat is a happy, happy, happy girl. Yes. You want those two. You don't want the first one at all. At all. Told you she's a bitch. Plus, what usually happens when you jump into other people's lanes is a collision. Who the fuck needs that? I don't need that for me. I don't need that for my partner and good over here, Doc. I don't need that for you. We don't need that for we. So just stay the fuck in your lane and everything's cool. Copacetic. That's all I'm saying. I'm also going to tell you to pick and choose your battles wisely. I got a prime example of why you should do that, but pick and choose your battles wisely. Every battle is not a battle for you to fight. Some battles you got to be like, all right, you got that. You got that. Have that shit. Have it. You're not disturbing my peace because you want to keep going doing dumb shit and fighting stupid battles. Nah, you got that. You won. And you look dumb in that whole melee. So, whatever. There's one particular person. We're just going to call him the Crash Out because I'm going to say all of his other names in a minute. Everything that you've ever done is now on the table, you stupid ass motherfucker, because you didn't pick and choose your battles wisely. They are the company that you're suing right now are using the A minor against you. A minor, you know, A minor. They're using that in the court case, but not the term A minor. They're using the fact that you have been associated with young girls over the years. Go figure. Oh, you wanted to open a can of worms. You wanted DNA tests on that man's kids who had nothing to do with nothing. Trying to embarrass his wife who had nothing to do with nothing. And now look at you. Yeah, don't be like him. Don't be like his stupid ass. And I'm going to tell you why. Because he lied. He lied. Oh, he lied. He said he studied hip hop. He studied rap battles. Obviously, you didn't. Because we're in court now. And Mobb Deep told you a long time ago that there's a war going on outside and that no man is safe from it. They said you can run, baby Caligula. But you can't hide. Forever in these streets that we done took. They said little boots, patty boots. You walking with your face down, scared to look. They said, bitch, you shook, Drake. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crook. Scared to death, you scared to look. Mama say mama sama maku sa. I know, Doc. I know, but it is mama say mama sa for the rest of my life. K. Mama say mama sama maku sa. He what lied. Do with it? It's this. I don't care. It's that forever. He lied though. And at the end of the day, I recommend that you. Ooh, hey. I recommend that you focus on the war and fuck the battle. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. One more. Namaste. Mama say. Mama say. Mama kusa. All right. And. I'm going to say this, and this is probably going to be, this is the last thing, which is be you, be amazingly you, be wonderfully you. Even if they say they hate the way that you walk, the way that you talk, and the way that you dress, two of them things you can't fix because that's just you as a person. Just be the best dressed weirdo ever and keep on walking, baby. But you can help the talk thing. You can stop running your mouth, chatty patty at court. You can stop making up fake accents. Yeah, nobody likes that. That's disgusting. And really, you could just shut the fuck up, period, and become a real estate agent or something. I don't know, but other things you can't help. Remember, what they eat don't make you shit, and what you eat don't make them shit either. So just fucking be you, man. And then, also remember, you can't make people happy. You can't. Happiness starts within. I hate saying this because it always sounds disgusting. You can sprinkle your little happy juice on them, and if they accept it, then cool. But you can't make them happy. You gotta focus on your own inner happiness. You came in this world by yourself. You're gonna leave by yourself, baby. Even if you are a twin, unless it's the other thing that I'm not qualified to discuss. I don't even know how that shit works. Listen, I don't know how it works. No matter how you try to fix whatever it is, their issue is, like the problems or whatever, you're not going to fix it. They'll find something to nitpick about anyway later. So just fuck that shit and worry about what you got to do for you, boo. And if you can help them, then you can help them. And remember, I always tell y'all, misery is a miserable bitch. Misery is, she loves company. Miserable bitch. She loves company. But I always say, not I said the cat. I'm not going, bitch. No. Keep your miserable ass the fuck away from me. I don't want to go. I don't want to join Team Misery. Be miserable alone. Yeah. And lastly, dream, baby. Dream, dream, dream so big that your dreams exceed the universe. Hop into a fucking another dimension. And maybe that's where my planet is. I don't know. But yeah, dream that big. And then once you realize, visualize the dream, baby, plan and execute, because it don't happen without a plan, and it ain't going to happen unless you put your good foot forward and get the job done. Okay. All right. I just had to get all that off my chest. Doc.
Cat.
Desiree is a nut case.
I fully agree.
And I thank you, my friend, for being here at another great night. We have adult duties to do because it is Wednesday.
Thank you for having me. It is trash night. I'm not worried about my trash can blowing away because the storm is moving up. Everybody that's on the upper East Coast, hope y'all are ready. Yeah, I don't think it's going to be sandy, but there's going to be a little bit of wind and shit. So,
listen, they didn't close Ocean City down.
And look, I used to live there. But yeah.
Oh, yeah, they didn't close them down. No tourists, no traffic, and they asking people to evacuate and all of that because they're anticipating craziness. So y'all just be safe out there.
Big facts.
But yeah, thank you, sir. I appreciate you per usual. And y'all, we got to get up out of here. What I'm going to say is this: stay safe, stay out of trouble. If you are going to get in trouble, just make sure you got a good lawyer. Obviously, don't get none of the lawyers that Drake got. Okay. Or PR people, because they're horrible too. But yeah, just stay safe, stay out of trouble. We love y'all, and we will see you on Friday. I'm going to still be in the building. I'm just, y'all know, it's going to be pre-recorded. So I'll still see your comments, but I will actually see you guys on Friday for our fire mix. Rue Casey just sent me the message just now. He's at work. He's working on it. Get ready for some heat. And with that being said, y'all, we got to get up out of here, man. We got stuff to do. I don't want to do it, but we got to do it. And we love y'all. Good night. I don't want to do it. All right. Good night, y'all. I'm having a tantrum. Let me have my tantrum, Doc. Good night. Bye, y'all.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.